Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. For the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Be a man.
Experience! Are you with me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preach it.
Yep.
What's a good example of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
O.J. Simpson.
What's not an example of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
The clap.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
I heard you were recently on an epic trip to Vegas. I was there, yeah.
What happened?
First time I've been there since this whole be a man shit's taken off.
Ooh, how was it?
It was good. Good. My birthday went with a bunch of guys I grew up with and a couple of their sons. And 3 days, which is enough. Ready to come home after 3 days.
Right, I bet.
I was basically, did a little bit of business there, mostly fun, and stayed as undercover as I could. On my birthday, I got pretty banged up. I was a be a man.
Were you rowdy?
Yeah, I was rowdy.
You were in character that day as be a man?
Yeah.
So that meant you started drinking heavy at 8 in the morning?
Yeah, well, we went to the buffet at the Bellagio, which was incredible. My buddies treated it. It was like crab legs, the fucking all kinds of different beef. I always get an end piece of a piece of beef.
You get the ass piece?
I get the end piece.
I get the ass.
Yeah,
I like that.
No, like if you get a hunk of beef.
Yeah.
You can get four different ends.
Yes.
Right?
Fucking heel.
Yeah. So you get more that way. But you could fucking, the meat there, you could cut with a butter knife.
That's fucking mean.
Oh, man. It was like eating butter. So
isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I didn't really drink. I had like one shot. You know, because I'm like, I fucking stuffed because I ate so much, I can't drink beer. So I headshot.
Yeah.
One led to another and another and another and another and another and another.
Really?
So you had 30 shots, but I probably
30
had,
shots?
I probably had 10.
That's what was it?
Jameson.
No shit.
And you weren't chasing them with beers at all? You were just fucking
here and there.
Here and there.
Have a couple in between.
So were you totally fucking oblivious?
I did by the end of the night.
Hammered beyond recognition?
We came walking out of the Bellagio. We went next door to the Cosmo, drinking there, and had a shot and a beer there. From there we walked met up with everybody. Went to Old Town.
Went to
the Queen, Four
like
Queens.
That, yeah.
All right, went in there and got free shots. The bartender knew being a man, gave me free shots.
Nice.
And I went in there when we were leaving. I started tipping over chairs for no reason, like
just being
an asshole. Yeah, I didn't remember that till the next day. So they're getting ready for the Formula One race out there.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And it's they're setting up. That's coming out in 2 weeks. So at one point we were walking like against the fencing they had because of the construction doing, like next to, they had cones, and I guess I was walking, I was throwing the cones in the middle of the street as I was walking, I was knocking them in the cars and stuff.
Were you staggering?
I was staggering.
What time was this?
This was like 2 p.m. No, this was nighttime. We went back to the Bellagio, and I did something, and they got me out of there because they said security was closing in.
a fucking drag that was out for Be a Man.
Yeah, they zeroed in on your location.
I should read the text chain. To, you know, so my buddy said we had to get you out of there because security was closing in.
You know something? In retrospect, maybe Be a Man getting popped for lewd and lavicious behavior in fucking Vegas could be a beautiful thing for the brand.
It's great for street cred.
Yeah, well, right. it was crazy right. The amount of people and the response we got out there. I mean, it happens everywhere, like which still amazes. Like, I've been to West Virginia in the middle of nowhere, and some shitty little gym. The people in there knew me. You know, it's crazy. You know, going to Vegas and people from from all over the country there, you know, recognized me. It's still kind of hard to fathom.
It's unreal. So I had a guy at my house the other day. We're giving away free quartz from the island, putting that out. Comes to help take it off with the heat gun, but beep, boop. He goes, what do you do? I go, I do a little acting and I do a little podcast, the Be a Man podcast. He goes, is that the guy on the TikToks? I swear to God. Yeah. I go, yeah. As a matter of fact, it is. I go, I'm in the podcast division. I go, yeah, but yeah, with him. He goes, really? No shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a good time. Good to see the boys. Well, my best friend, he lives in Indiana now, so he hadn't seen him in a couple of years. So he spent 3 days with us. Good time. Good time had by all. You know, and I don't gamble that much anymore because I've gotten cleaned out so many times. You can't win out there.
You can't win.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you better off betting a football game. At least you get a 50-50 chance.
And you get several hours of entertainment out of it.
Yeah, yeah. We went to the Kino Bar. Yeah, sitting there having a couple of drinks and shooting the shit. You know, you play your numbers. You know, playing a little video poker. I didn't throw the dice once when I was out there. That's what I used to love to do is throw the
Be
dice.
A man will not roll them fucking dice, and why the hell should he?
Haven't been there. I mean, in a long time. The first time I went there was probably in the mid-'80s with my old man when he had play. I think we stayed at the Imperial Palace, which isn't there anymore.
On the junket.
Yeah, junket was a great word. My parents always went there my whole life.
Oh, they were
big. That's all, we're taking the junket.
Now, where do you go? Junket to Vegas?
Is that like the red eye? I don't know what that means, junket. Well,
I think it meant a special plane load of fucking gamblers assembled to go on a trip like the junket. To be cleaned out. Me and 12 other guys went on junket.
Because I, you know, being a little kid, like my parents used to go like, every once in a while. Did your parents go?
No, my father went on the junket, though. Yeah. Solo.
But they used to go out, like my old man used to go with his buddies, or my old man used to go with couples, you know. And you always hear the junket. And such a weird name to me, because I was like 10. I was like, what the fuck is this? Each casino might have their own junket.
Yeah.
You know, they want to get you know.
Well, there's multiple junkets.
I guess it's kind of like, you know those buses, all the old ladies get on, they haul you down to Foxwoods?
Yeah.
I think that's like a junket.
Yeah, that's probably a junket? Okay.
It's a bus junket.
That's a low-level junket.
Yeah, so I always heard that, but me and my brother went out in the mid-'80s for the first time I was ever there, and he went with some. There was a bunch of us went, like a bunch of guys you work with and some of their family. So it was about 10 of us. And we went, just like they had the Stardust and the fucking, all those old places.
I like
places.
The old Vegas when Frank, Dean, Sammy ran the fucking joint.
All the old places.
The mob was on hand. Don fucking Wrinkles was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they used to go see the Rat Pack all the time.
Oh, yeah.
My parents used to go see them. They said it was unbelievable.
Look at it now. Gentrified, fucking cleaned up. I mean, you can still find activities and so forth, but I like the old days in Vegas.
Yeah. Better. I mean, I remember when they brought a tray home from Vegas. They had, like, all the old casinos. Yeah. Golden Nugget and all this other shit.
Did you go to any massage parlors?
Not me.
You know,
all I gotta say is, like, none of that is allowed on the strip. No strip joints.
Yeah.
No massage parlors.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Once there was one strip mall I saw. One strip mall had 4 massage parlors in it.
Nice. You know? Business is booming.
Yeah. Which it was like Thai, but it was like Thai, Chinese. It was like all these different denominations of Asian.
Imagine some guy's family's at the hotel. He claims he's just gonna run down the street for a minute and get something.
Yeah.
He's over there getting jerked.
right out past the Rio. You go past the Rio is right.
Yeah.
You go past the Rio out there, like
I think the name of this episode should be Different Denominations of Asians.
Right. Yeah. For the discerning connoisseur.
But yeah, so I remember the first time we were there, we saw Evander Holyfield, because the Olympics were going on. So I don't know what year that was, but we saw Evander Holyfield walk by, said U.S. Olympics, and then we like looked up and said, oh, yeah, that's...
Real deal Holyfield?
The kid who's boxing for America, right?
Wow, yeah.
And,
yeah.
I remember my old man, you know, had a good time with my old man gambling, and we were playing, and I remember one of the lines, he always missed a one-liner, but there was a waitress that came, a blonde, hot blonde, gave us a drink. He's like, I'd pay to fuck that.
Oh. Smooth.
And we actually...
That's where Beer Man got...
We actually hooked up
right
with
to
a...
the point.
We hooked up with a mother and daughter when we were out there.
Did you?
Yeah. Ooh.
They were on How the was other that? The table. I mean, we didn't bang, but we're just like hanging out with them. Cell phones and stuff, you know. What you do nowadays, you get the number and you fucking text.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know. But then it's like mid 80s, it's fucking a lot different.
Oh, yeah. Once you separated, it was over.
You're all done. That was my first time.
Nice. Vegas is the one and only place, the main memory is that's the only place I got what they call a full massage, if you will. So it'll always stick out for that memory.
I was there, I got a full massage years ago, and I used the line I always use. My wife just died.
They feel bad?
Of course.
Do you feel like you
want to marry me?
You receive extra special treatment?
Very kind, loving people.
You feel you get an extra stroke for saying that?
And more compassion. A couple of them have said they've wanted to marry me. Like, oh, I'm widow, or I'm widow.
I feel so I bad. Yeah. I make you soup, and then I give you hand job, okay? Okay.
Different denominations.
But you know what's funny about those chicken delis over there?
Different denominations.
Like, they do that. Would say it was an American girl do it, you'd call her every name in the book. Right?
Oh, yeah.
They do it in such a way, in their foreign way, you go, she's just a nice kid trying to help people.
Her job's
jerking guys off.
They're trying to survive.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that's happening.
Yeah, and it's sad. At the end of the day, they go, look, all right, you want me to say it? The only job I can get was jerking people off. There. What do you want me to tell you?
You know, a lot of Asians are well-educated and come over and work too. So.
You don't mean to say that there's some things like he was an engineer in China, but over here they're jerking people off in the massage parlor?
Asian girls find white men attractive and Asian men not very attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
I
think a lot of the Asian men...
Unless you're fucking Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Asian men aren't good to their women. You know, I think they
can't imagine them whipping out a big 10-inch either.
They have like the 1950s mentality, I think, a lot of the Asian guys.
Yeah, they got some hang-ups.
Yeah.
They're not like the free will and be a man with that fucking meat swing slapping around, not giving a fuck about anything or anybody.
Exactly. Just want to have a good time. Blow loads.
You wish you were there when Siegfried or Roy got attacked by the lion?
Yeah. I used to see, I didn't even walk inside the Mirage, but I've had most luck there gambling on the crap tables.
I knew a guy that fucking won $1 million, hit for $1 million. And fucking, he stayed in Vegas and fucking blew it all.
Pissed it
all away in 3 weeks.
Awesome.
That's going to be like, I mean, that's pretty good.
Then he killed himself.
That's like leaving Las Vegas kind of Nicolas Cage movie there.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that in a way. I like to go out that way. You know what?
Fucking
part of that movie was when he was like singing and fucking going down the aisle.
Yeah, that was
boozing.
Dumb. Right.
Remember?
Yeah, but a lot of people go to Vegas and have that fucking plan in their head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw a thing on the underground cities of Vegas, the people living in them tunnels?
They were talking about that. When I was there.
Unbelievable.
My buddies were talking about it. I didn't even hear
thousands of fucking homeless, right?
Really?
In the pipes, they get in on the highway and they go in. They're literally right under the fucking casinos and the strip and all that.
Really?
They call them the underground people of Vegas.
So, wow.
So what is the piping for? Just wastewater?
I don't know if it's for fucking water. And they even said sometimes they fucking turn on the water to flush them out like fucking rats. But the story was several of them that they interviewed, it was the classic thing. Came here, lost it all. One guy goes, came with my mother and father on a vacation. from that to living in a fucking pipe under the ground. I swear to God. I go, what
the fuck? What was that?
Yeah, like when
some
documentary. I forget
really?
Where. Yeah, unbelievable.
I
actually was Utah. I'll send you the link.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. You couldn't even believe it. When my
guys were talking about that. I never heard of it.
When you can't even afford to leave, you're just fucking stuck where you made the worst decision in your life.
Say you went there and you blew it all, right? And then you go, okay, I'm now here. I've lost everything. What the fuck are you going to do?
did you did some acting out there, right?
I filmed Leo Las Vegas out there.
Great, great.
Oh, yeah. That was
check
fun.
It. It's on YouTube,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out
it's
on
short,
YouTube.
But it was
Leo
great.
Las Vegas.
Incredible. It was an NYU graduate student film, and they put a lot into it for what it was. It was
came out
it
great.
It was cool, yeah. No, I mean, some
played a great part.
We shot at the house they used in Casino on the outskirts of Vegas where Sharon Stone lived.
Oh, okay.
That was
oh,
a big
nice.
Thing to the guy that he was able to secure that location. But it was great because I told you before, I got to hang out in old Vegas, and I pretended I was a guy from one of them 50s, 60s guys, smoking, drinking.
Right.
I wore a tuxedo 24/7, you know what I mean? And walking around
Dean
like
Martin.
That. Yeah, it was my version of it. My flirtation with the rat.
Now, how long ago was that?
That was probably 19, 20 years ago.
Okay. Mm. So this century.
Yeah, this century.
Nice.
Did I tell you the story of the time the guy tried to send two hookers to my room there?
No.
I never said that on here? All right, I'll say it. So I'm in the room, right? I would chain smoke and stay up till 4 or 5 in the morning, fucking order pancakes, come to the door at 5 a.m., then try to sleep till 11. You know, whatever. Some guy in the production said, I got a knock on the door. It's two fucking hookers. And you know, bad, you know, good looking, but you can see they had attitudes.
Hey.
But they were hot and they seasoned. They kind of walk in. They go, so-and-so sent us from whatever. I go, yeah, well, I'm not interested. Well, we're here, but I go, I don't want you here. We're getting our money, they go.
Oh.
I go, no, you're not. You're not getting your money. They go, our pimp is downstairs. I go, send them up. I go, nobody's getting nothing. You understand? It wasn't that I was big or anything like that. I just tried to act like I was mental. I probably had a gun. I go, you're not getting your fucking money. Why don't you get the fuck out of here while you can? And if you want to send the guy up, tell him I'm right here. I'll be fucking waiting. I even might have been like this.
Good.
Yeah, and they fucking left. I go fuck yourselves. They got pissed off. They're like this. We're not leaving without our money. I didn't hire you.
Oh. Right?
I didn't fucking hire you. I didn't tell you to come here.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I know that there was, years ago, buddies of mine got some hookers up in one of the hotels, and, like, security came up. Fucking, like...
Hooker patrol?
Yeah. It was fucking stupid.
I mean, think of Vegas without hookers.
Yeah,
especially in his formative years.
It's legal, but it's outside the city limits, right?
Yeah.
Just bunny ranches and stuff.
That guy croaked who owned the bunny ranch. He's living it up. Everybody goes, oh, it'd be cool to be that guy, huh?
Yeah, right.
This
right.
is the bunny ranch, bangs him out. He dropped dead at 60, the prick.
I think the best trip of all time was when about 10 years ago, my nephew got married. There was 13 older guys, 13 younger guys. Each older guy took like a younger guy under his wing, called him dad. Right. So
that sounds weird.
Yeah.
Did they all have daddy issues? Or?
No, it's just like we just
strange.
Calling, just you know, because we were talking to all kinds of bras out there.
They call you son.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just like with my son, you know. So we all like adopted someone for the week and best trip ever. I met a girl who looked like Michelle Obama who I couldn't shake. the whole time I was there.
She
knew every move I did. Like, we were at the pool, the MGM pool. So it was like a 2-hour wait to get in. And I made the mistake of saying, texting or whatever, saying, she's like, where are you? I said, I'm at the MGM pool. There's like a 2 or 3 hour wait. And like, I'm in the pool. All of a sudden, someone grabs me from behind. I'm looking at my buddy. I'm like, is it her? He's like, it was her. She's behind me in a bikini and inside in the pool.
Wow.
She tracked me down inside the fucking pool.
How'd that go? Anything happened?
Well, yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something. Everyone was so fucking shit-faced in that pool. I mean, there's fucking drinks, bottles, spilled. Everything. Yeah, I'm like, this fucking guy's getting laid in the pool and shit. Ah. It was just fucking, you know. But she wrapped her legs around me and shit inside.
Man. Oh, man.
But yeah, she was a good time.
You know, slightly different, though, for the entertainment, right? If you can go back in time to see any of the legends that played there, Liberace, Elvis, Sinatra, any of those people,
mm-hmm.
who'd be your number one that you'd want to see in their prime?
It's like Dino and Sinatra.
Prime Rat Pack?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably go with that, nudging out Elvis, who I love.
Elvis, a close second. Yeah.
But all of that shit, that's the music, the soundtrack to what gave Vegas its swagger.
Exactly.
Its whole fucking vibe is all based around all that music.
Oh, I fucking love it. Elvis at the International with the fucking, they show the camera going up, the window's tinfoiled.
Yeah.
Because he had sleeping problems. He was all fucked up there. Right? Fucking shaking like a leaf, hating his life, whatever, right? He blacking out. There it is. Look at the International Hotel. I know a chick that dove off the fucking 35th floor of the MGM Grand Hotel. It made Daily Mail and everything.
How is she?
Fucking a cream cap. What do you call it? Pancake. So guess that. So years ago, met this woman all through the internet. Nothing. She said she was a producer, right? Stationed in Vegas. And we talked on the phone, but beep, boop, boop, right? And I go, well, she seems like she's got stuff together, but she all seems a little weird, too. I don't know. There's something. She would be like, uh-oh, is there something going on? Anyway, I finally meet her in California. I'm there for something. She's there. All right, whatever. Time to bye. So, and then, years later, you look somebody up. I wonder what happened to so-and-so. It was her. She dove off the 35th floor. She was wanted by the cops. When I met her, the whole gist, it was just what she was. Because when I met her, it was under the gist of she was going to start the Vegas TV channel. And it was going to be a hybrid of different things. And, this has been 20 years ago, mind you, right? And it seemed legit. Like a good idea. The papers, the presentation, got money going around. But apparently, she was living off that money. She embezzled over $300,000. So I'm reading all this in the Daily Mail. And she was wanted, and they were going to lock her up in court. But she dove off the fucking balcony as the cops entered the room.
Whoa.
Yeah, you go, well, let me look up Joe Blow. I wonder what happened to him. You wouldn't expect that, right?
Yeah.
I said, holy fuck. She was a Vegas victim.
So they just opened a sphere out there.
What's a sphere?
It's all made of tiny LED screens.
Oh, wow.
So it puts fucking images. Like, you can be there and it's like you're in the Grand Canyon watching you too. And it projects it on the outside as well.
Yeah. Wow.
So when you go by, I'm sure it looks fucking crazy.
It was behind where we stayed, right in the middle of downtown, the strip. So it's behind a little bit. So we walked down there one day and didn't go inside.
Yeah.
It was closed, but it's pretty huge. Yeah. But it's right there.
Right.
And then, it's pretty cool. I actually have, I was filming from the walkway at the Bellagio. The fountains were going off and I filmed it. And the fountains looked like me blowing my load. But I filmed it, and you could see that it's on there. Yeah. There's a lot of pictures I took. The sphere's right there, being past the Bellagio on your left, filming where the fountains are. It's on the right and back. It's behind the wind and all that stuff.
There's no fucking vantage point where somebody could shoot you like that lunatic shot people in Vegas.
Probably.
And you see how mental that was?
Who's that Mandalay Bay?
The Mandalay Bay. Yeah. He shot over 60 people he killed?
Yeah. The guy Blind Mike. You know Blind Mike, right? His mother was there. And some
shit.
She could hear the bullets whizzing overhead, and some guy grabbed her and picked her up and got her out of the line of fire.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on it. It was fucking crazy,
that's
man.
That's insane.
Did you kill 100
stories.
People or something?
A shitload of people.
It was
60
fucking,
plus. 60.
It was, yeah, it was like mid-60s, over 280 injured.
Injured, yeah. There's a
fucking
lot of people
let
wounded.
The bodies hit the floor.
Oh, yeah.
They were stacked up at the fucking revolving door.
Yeah, and the
fucking
yeah.
lunatic.
The fact that it was only one guy that did all that damage, too, is fucking crazy.
Okay, so saying in light of what's happening here, how about if 6-7 fucking people position themselves like the way they do with the airplanes, and they say, when we give the signal, start blasting. That's why I'm afraid of big spaces like that.
Yeah, like happened over in Israel.
Same fucking thing happened, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like the Vegas crowds, I got to say, I'm a little, you know, I'll still do it maybe, but I'm concerned, you?
I didn't think about it that much.
No.
But you never know. I mean, I was just thinking about like being in these places, someone could just leave a bomb.
Right.
I hate to even say, don't even put that on. I don't give anyone ideas.
Yeah, Jesus.
You know, but.
I know.
It's just, it seems like it's an easy target. I mean, you could drive in from California.
That's why you need to deputize fucking people all over the country. Saying that you're part of the true, legit Be a Man Mafia.
Yeah.
Like you're like a sheriff, you're sworn in. It's your fucking duty to step up when shit gets heavy nationwide, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Like a fucking brigade.
Be a man. Experience!
You know, I go to casinos, Vegas, I'd rather see fucking people gambling, looking miserable, chain smoking by themselves, instead of see some family having fun at a pool or a resort.
Well, first time I was out there, I remember I was playing blackjack and some broad fell off a chair and fucking
you laugh
died.
Oh, she died?
Well, probably. I don't know. So,
she died.
Yeah. But the same thing happened when I was up in Canada years ago. I remember there was like a table of fucking people drinking. Some old lady just fucking killed over. And
out of the ball game?
Yeah.
For good?
Probably. I mean,
yeah.
You know?
Well, like they say, she went doing what she loved. Playing fucking blackjack or whatever the fuck she was doing.
But I've gotten banged up. I mean, like when that bachelor party talked about this girl, she lived out there. She's from Arizona, but she lived out there. I got in her car and I was fucking going, I was out of my mind. I was going 70 miles an hour down the strip in her car.
Nice.
Like a fucking idiot.
bad boy of Vegas.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I've gotten banged up out there a lot. I picked up broads there quite a few times, but I hear a lot of stories about this kid I know fucking, he was doing coke and he met this chick and her mother and they're doing coke and they end up banging them both and stuff. It's like a,
nice.
Some people just go out there and let loose.
So when he banged them both at the same time, the mother saw the
daughter? I don't know. I don't know how that. If
that's
it was
a
like,
weird thing, isn't it?
I think maybe during a trip he banged them both. I don't know if it was the same time.
When you hear those stories, I often wondered if they were all together in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
Or is it two separate occasions?
But, you know, people get so fucked up on booze or drugs, you know.
And then
you don't
even
know.
That's why they say the stupid saying, what happens in Vegas, right?
It's what like, happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. How about this? Keep your fucking mouth shut all the time.
Right.
Be
right.
a man. That's one of the better ones.
It's true.
Mr. Monday wrote that one.
I think it's true because you know something? It's like, look, we're coming to Vegas. I'm a normal housewife / whatever. But on this trip, I want to go hog fucking wild. We're all in this hunt together. So shut the fuck up. Right?
Yeah.
I'll blow you. And then I'm going back to being a secretary and the kids' PTA mom.
There's a real seedy side of Vegas, too.
Yeah.
Conny atmosphere.
Right.
With the fucking
hucksters.
Yeah, anything goes.
Shit bums.
Yeah.
Down on their luckers.
Like my old man said, when you go downtown old Vegas, they're all dragging their ass.
That's right. Just fucking inching toward the finish line.
But I was, you know, down now what they do down in Old Town, because it's hot, they have that big.
Oh, Fremont. Fremont Street, right? Yeah. Then they blast them fucking lights and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's like, there's all kinds of shit going on there. Like, be a band in one corner.
Yeah.
To be like some dances in another corner.
Right.
You know,
it's
some performers.
Chaos.
Yeah. It's like all kinds of shit going on.
You know, that reminds me of, you know, you're talking about the picture and somebody wanted to take your picture before.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on Fremont Street, we were shooting Leo Las Vegas, right? I'm in character, and this is within the movie. It's part of the movie.
Yeah, I remember.
A lady comes up to me and wants to take my picture, and I go, that'll be $10 or $20, whatever. And she turns on me, thinks I'm an asshole. I go, my manager's old. They wouldn't like it. That's what you should do.
Did you use that for the movie?
That was in the movie.
They kept that in the movie.
No, that was really part of the movie.
Oh, it was part of the movie.
Yeah, it was written like some lady comes up to me, we have big fans. Like, I charged them, and she was pissed. You should do the same thing. Have your manager go, listen, I don't want to do it, but it's the business. I signed the contract.
I say fucking around. They're like, can we get a picture? I'm like, yeah, it's $10. And they're like, I'm on my phone, you know.
How about walking the strip? That I never did it.
That's what we did. Because we were like in the center of town, and then we went out to walk down towards Harris. And there's a couple of side streets down there that were never there before. Because I think the last time I was there was maybe 7 years, but there was like a lot of side streets which lead down to like towards the Sphere.
Yeah.
And it had like all bars and like, you know, outdoor shit. Pretty cool. And near the Paris too in front.
Oh, yeah.
They never had that before either from what I remember.
The Paris. It's like
outdoor malls with, you know, red little restaurants and bars. Yeah. And gift shops and stuff.
Yeah, cool.
Just so much there. I didn't even really make it past Planet Hollywood.
No.
It was like I was between Planet Hollywood and the Venetian, Palazzo. That's, we walked up and down, and then side streets and, you know.
Yeah.
Just walking in your hotel is like walking in the city, too.
Yeah.
Some of those places.
Yeah, you're right.
Be a man. Experience!
I love Vegas. Always will love Vegas, and I'll go as long as I can walk. I mean, the thing about Vegas is you can go with a girl. And you can, you know, just fucking hang by the pool and fucking go to some shows and eat or whatever, mellow out, bang the shit out of her. I can go with your buddies and have a ripper on time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's good. They tried to make it more of a
family
place, like 15, 20. That really didn't take off.
Yeah.
They tried with the New York and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it really, you see families out there, but I think it was like a fad that kind of came and went.
You need a little sleaze to really make it a good experience.
Yeah.
I like that L.A. Vegas run on the highway. Four hours. Well, that's like a good blast through the fucking desert in your T-Bird.
You've done that? Yeah. I've never.
The fucking dust behind you like in the movies?
So I hope you enjoyed
the Be a Man. Experience!
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.